I call Senate Resources to order, excuse me, Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order, pardon me. The time is 3 p.m. Today is March 3rd, 2015. The committee members present today, Senator Meyer, Senator Stevens, and myself, Senator Giesel, the vice chair of the committee. Senator Costello and Senator Ellis are excused today. I want to thank Jessica Hanlon and Carrie Cooperite, who are helping us here at the LIO. Staff to the committee is Weston. We have one bill on the agenda today. We are continuing public testimony on Senate Bill 39. The title of that bill is Repeal Film Tax Credit. This is our fourth hearing of the bill, and we'll be taking public testimony today. And then we'll be setting the bill aside for further consideration. So as we begin public testimony, let me just outline that the time frame for testimony is 2 minutes. I do have a timer here. And I suspect all the folks at the LIOs, as well as the off-net, have an iPhone or some other timing device. So I would suggest you have that available so you can kind of keep track for yourself. So we will go ahead and get started. Right now I have a sign-in sheet, and I'm going to start, by the way, in the legislative information offices before going to the off-net. So the first LIO that I have a sign-up for is Anchorage, and Mr. Robert Forgett is present there. Mr. Forgett, can you hear us?
Yes, Madam Chairman, just sitting down.
He's just sitting down. Okay. Welcome. If you would identify yourself for the record and give us your affiliation and go ahead and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Robert Forgett. I'm a professional actor and have been one since 1987 when I worked on Magnum P.I. I've had speaking roles in major motion pictures, and I'm proud to say that they've been here in Alaska, my home state. Testifying on SB 39, I understand the state's financial situation is grim based on the price of oil, our number one source of revenue for the state budget. I also understand that the incentive program has already been suspended indefinitely until such time that the financial situation of the state improves. I would expect that since we're relying solely on one economic factor to provide our financial stability, that we would see of the state the importance to develop an economic strategy with the many commodities Alaska has to offer as quickly as possible. With that in mind, it appears that and seems to be practical to think of ways that we can diversify our economic base. The film industry of this country is moving elsewhere, not because of the incentive program, but because we continue to change our mind and put the fledgling program on the chopping block each and every session. Changing the rules of the business playbook in the middle of the game translates to seeing the investment of financial institutions as well as the private partnership start to dwindle. The film incentive program is already suspended. If this truly is a financial decision, then let's explore ways that we can establish a committee or task force made up of industry professionals and staffers to see how we can get revenue into the pockets of the state. A program suspended costs nothing. It buys us time. A program ended costs jobs. It ends the revenue stream into the state and sends another message we're not open for business. As a retired Coast Guard captain, I would like to leave you with this. On a sinking ship, you don't jettison the lifeboats because you think getting rid of the weight will keep you afloat. You actually focus on those life rafts in crisis to save the very people you represent. Those lifeboats are the industries of Alaska. The film industry is a lifeboat. Please don't end it. Thank you very much in advance for your consideration.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Forgett. I also will mention to folks who are wanting to testify that we will receive your testimony in writing if you'd like to email it to Senator Costello's office, and it will be affixed to the bill and travel with the bill through its electronic travels. The next LIO that has someone waiting to testify is in Fairbanks. Looks like Ronan Nagal is there. Mr. Nagal, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. It's Ronan Nagal.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Please identify yourself and your affiliation and give us your testimony.
Sure. My name is Ronan Nagel. I'm a producer here in Alaska. I've lived up here for about 5 years now, and I work on a myriad of television productions that basically benefit from the tax incentive. The largest one I work on is called Ultimate Survival Alaska. It's probably about an $8 million show that spends in the last 3 years millions of dollars on Alaskan hires and vendors. And I just wanted to speak to, and I'll second the first gentleman's thoughts, but I wanted to speak to the fact that, you know, basically I get paid and then I spend all my money here locally in Fairbanks, and I know everybody else that I try to hire as a local Alaskan does the same. Whenever I do a job and I have any say over who we hire and or where we spend our money, I always force productions to go, or suggest productions go to all local stores, you know, keep the money locally. And basically, I just wanted to thank you guys for even considering this call with everyone, and that's all I have to add.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nagel, for your testimony. I have now a couple names here from the off-net. Is there, we don't have any additional folks at LIOs at the moment. Okay, so we will go to the off-net now. The first person signed up is Mr. Brad Swenson. Mr. Swenson, can you hear us? He is not online. Okay. Then Jessica Bush is also signed up, and she is not online. Okay, but here's another person from an LIO. Great, thank you. Okay, these are a couple people from OffNet. Okay, so the first person here is Michael Burns. Mr. Burns, you're apparently in Wasilla.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Just to review, if you would identify yourself for the record and give us your affiliation, and you will have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Michael Burns. I'm in Wasilla. I'm an independent filmmaker with 1964 Motion Pictures. And I just wanted to share an experience from 2012 when we made a feature film out here and sort of how it benefited us and everyone involved. I'm with another filmmaker named Ian Mitchell. We go by the Quake Brothers out here. And our goal is and has been to make feature-length films, short films, documentaries in Alaska, using only Alaska talent. And without the tax incentive, this might not be possible. When the tax incentive initially passed, we were developing a proposal for a feature-length film we had written called Proper Binge. We ran out of room. It was our first time attempting to make a commercially viable film. We really didn't have a clue as to where the money was going to come from to make it. The tax incentive seemed like it has potential to really help us in our pursuit to gather funds. After looking over the proposal, the Alaska Film Office gave us the green light. And having this state authority recognize the fact that we had a serious project open many doors for us. Unfortunately, we weren't able to raise the amount we needed to keep the qualification for the tax credit. Still, having pre-qualified, we were able to attract many serious filmmakers and enthusiasts, professionals and amateurs volunteering their time and talents to an Alaskan feature film, something they may not have had the chance without the tax incentive. In 2012, we worked with more than 100 cast and crew members and approximately 25 local businesses, each of them not only excited about the project, but energized. Our crew came from as far as Fairbanks, Birdwood, Anchorage, for about 12-plus-hour long shoot days in Wasilla. If funds or vehicles or any film contingency came up, they shipped in without thinking twice. Some of the businesses actually closed down to accommodate our schedule. The city of Wasilla also assisted us on several occasions. Many of the filmmakers we met along the way were those that were skillfully dormant due to the lack of the film industry. Since the project, a lot of them decided to continue the dream that alongside would never be fulfilled. Working on a project like this gave us new insight on not only how giving and respectful the fellow Alaskans are, but how vivacious they become while witnessing the growth of this new industry. Our film is nearly complete. We got to premiere at a top festival, hope to profit from it, and when it's all said and done, we're going to work on making more films and spending everything and hiring more Alaskans and doing it only in Alaska. And that's what I have to say. Thank you for hearing me, man.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Burns. The next person signed up is Lisa Christie, and she is in Wasilla. Lisa?
Thank you. What I said is what's already been said by the previous testifiers.
Could you identify yourself obvious. For the record, please, Christie? Ms. Christie, please give us your name and affiliation.
Lisa Christie. I am a teamster.
Great. Go ahead and give us your testimony.
Okay. I think it's obvious with the unstable price of oil these days, and I'm sure that every one of our legislators and sisters are aware that we need to diversify our economy here in Alaska. And as the previous testifiers have said, we provide, the movie industry is providing jobs and new types of jobs, new opportunities for Alaskans. And I don't know that I have a problem with looking over the current tax credit situation and seeing if there's a better way to do so, but I think completely taking it out of it as an option and having nothing there could destroy what we've already built here in Alaska. So I would hope that the legislators will look at this and know that this is a great opportunity for us here in Alaska and not just to throw it all away. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa, for your testimony. So is there anyone else online wishing to testify? Looking to Jessica. All right. Is there anyone else here in the room that wishes to testify on the bill? All right, seeing none, we'll take this last name as soon as it gets here. We'll take a brief at ease while we're waiting for the sign-in sheet. There is a person in the Anchorage LIO named Cody Lawhorn who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 39. Mr. Lawhorn, I realize that you just arrived, so let me just outline for you. You have 2 minutes. Please identify yourself and your affiliation at the beginning of your testimony. So welcome.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, Senators, my name is Cody Lawhorn. I am a lifelong Alaskan, born and raised in Anchorage. Graduated from East High in 2005, went on to pursue my my film education at the Art Institute of Portland. I graduated in March of 2013, and I have returned home to begin my career in Alaska's burgeoning film industry. Right now, actually for the past year, I have been very busy writing a scripted drama TV series, which is actually an urban fantasy that I plan on writing, directing, and producing right here in the state of Alaska. I've been working really hard the past year, cultivating relationships with local companies, and preparing my pitch, my show bible, and I'm currently seeking representation through an agency in LA, and I will soon be pitching to Netflix to get this show up and running. I do understand our current fiscal crisis, which I strongly feel increases the need for me to create my show as soon as possible. So thank you for hearing me today, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Lawhorn. All right, we have an additional person on the off-net, Mr. Brad Swenson. He is calling in from Minneapolis. I assume that's in the state of Minnesota. Mr. Swenson, just to review, you have 2 minutes to offer your testimony. Please give your name and affiliation at the beginning. So, welcome. Can you hear us?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairwoman, honorable members of the committee. My name is Brad Swenson. I'm co-owner of the Goldwing Group based out of Wasilla, Alaska. I'm currently in Minnesota pursuing financing for a project that we plan on shooting part of in Alaska. However, I can tell you that the film industry is simply business, like any business. And the morning that the story started to really break about the Alaska Film Incentive being closed down, my partner in LA immediately called and said, I need a new budget revised without Alaska in it. It's simply that simple. This is business. All films are going to go to the best environment for making them in. And in today's world, that's going to be based on the tax incentives. So our film, while it's based in Australia and Alaska, will likely end up being shot entirely in New Mexico. Because the state is very advantageous to the film industry there and its tax credit. dominated the economy of Alaska. It's a wonderful industry. We welcome everything that they do for us. But it's important for our economy to be able to stand on other industries. And the film and entertainment industry is a big part of that picture. So I'd ask the state to reconsider, and I do not support SB 39. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Swenson. So, one last call. Is there anyone else online wishing to testify? Seeing none. Anyone else here in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none. I will close public testimony on Senate Bill 39 on the film tax credit. So with that, that ends that public testimony. We will set the bill aside and we'll take it up for further consideration at some point down the road. So we have a couple of bills that we've heard previously, those being Senate Bill 15 and Senate Bill 47. So if we could get the bill sponsor and his staff here, they're on their way, so we'll take a brief at ease while we wait for their arrival. We're back on the record. So at this time, Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will take up Senate Bill, actually sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 15. So I welcome to the table staff for Senator Coghill. So if you would please give us just a recap summary of the bill, any additional comments you might have. Of course, first introducing yourself for the record. Welcome.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Herman Baquero. I'm a legislative intern for Senator Coghill. And as you mentioned, this is the sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 15, an act relating to the tax on policy year premiums for life insurance policies. As mentioned in the last committee hearing, this is a tax cut that would be applied to life insurance premium policies over exceeding $100,000 from 0.1% to 0.08%. No other changes are being proposed with this bill. And the only thing that the bill also does is an applicability date at the end of 2015, applying to the end of 2015. At this point, I don't believe I have any more comments on the bill. I believe that this committee was reasonably satisfied with everything that was presented to them in the last committee hearing, but I am available if there are any other questions to the members of the committee now.
Very good. I believe a question that we were discussing earlier was the fiscal note. It's a zero fiscal note. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, yes.
Very good. Any other questions from committee members? Yes, Senator Stevens.
Just so I understand this, this, if we pass this, it makes us competitive with South Dakota. This is not a race to the bottom. If South Dakota lowers theirs, can we expect you back and ask you to lower ours once again?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I'm honestly not sure what would happen if South Dakota cut their tax again.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Linda Moss, staff for Senator Coghill. I think that is a policy call that Senator Coghill would have to answer, but I can tell you that we are looking at other ways to make Alaska attractive to the insurance industry, and we're actually working on a couple of bills that we don't see going through the process this year, but next year, that will attract a whole lot more business in the insurance industry.
Very good follow-up, Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, at this point, South Dakota is the best place to make an investment like this, and Alaska will now be at equal to South Dakota. Is that right?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens. Yes, we actually caused South Dakota to change their laws, and we have been losing some business with life insurance policies, and we're hoping to gain back what we've lost plus gain some more. We're just looking at the industry as a whole. We met yesterday with some people on a national level, and they're helping us look at ways to improve the insurance industry.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. At our last hearing of the bill, we did open public testimony. I don't know that we had any at that time, but we'll offer that opportunity again. Is there anyone online wishing to testify? Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 15? All right, seeing none, I'll close public testimony. So with that, if there's no further questions, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 15 from committee with individual recommendations and a zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. So if there is no objection, seeing none, we will move sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 15, version 29LS0034/whiskey from this committee to the next with a zero fiscal note and accompanying individual recommendations. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the transmittal documents. Call the committee back to order. This is Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. The next bill we'll be taking up is Senate Bill 47. I see the sponsor, Senator Coghill's staff, is here. If you could give us, again, a brief refresher on the bill, and we may have some questions for you. So welcome.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 47, unlike Senate Bill 15, is not a tax cut. Senate Bill 47 is simply a full exemption of the cash surrender values, accrued dividends, and loan values of life insurance and annuity contracts. The statute that we are currently amending with repealing with this bill is under the Alaska Exemptions Act of Title IX of Section 09.38, my apologies, and we are essentially repealing the $500,000 limit on life insurance and annuities. Beyond that, there isn't really much of a change as well, again. I am still available for questions for the committee if they have any.
Very good. Committee members, any questions? Yes, Senator Meyer.
If I may, Madam Chair, what implications does removing this $500,000 exemption have if a debtor is trying to avoid paying his debtors? I guess I'm just unclear how that works.
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, if this legislation was passed, this legislation does not prevent creditors from acquiring restitution for any kind of compensation that they are due. In the Alaska Exemption, not in the Alaska Exemptions Act, but there is a specific section, and I believe I can, just one moment. Excuse me. There is a specific section in statute that still section 09.38.065, otherwise known as claims enforceable against exempt property, and this section contains property that can still be garnishable by a creditor that includes things such as child support, unpaid earnings of 1 month's compensation, state and local taxes. So statute already has a way for creditors to justly receive compensation. This bill simply removes life insurances from the table of what is garnishable.
Follow-up, Senator Meyer?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Further questions? All right. Seeing none, we had opened public testimony and kept it open, so I will check. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify? Don't see anyone. Very good. Anyone here in the room wishing to testify on Senate Bill number 47? All right, seeing none, I'll close public testimony. If there are no further questions from committee members, Senator Meyer.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that we move Senate Bill 47 from committee with individual recommendations and a zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, Senate Bill Number 47, Version 29, LS0336, /alpha, will move from this committee to the next with zero fiscal note and individual recommendations. We will sign the transmittal documents, and with that, it will conclude our agenda for today. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, March 10th at 1:30. So at this time, we are adjourned. Let the record reflect the time is 2 p.m.